Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Teshuva Halacha Aleph. Al Yom HaOdom Hareini Osa Mitzvos HaTorah VeOsek BeChokhmasa. I'll perform the mitzvos of the Torah and I'll delve into its chokhma kedei she'akabel kol habrachos haksuvos bo o kedei she'ezkeh l'chayei olam haba, so that I'll receive, whether it's this worldly dividends from the mitzvahs or the dividend in olam haba. And similarly, ve'efrosh min ha'averos she'hizhiru Torah mehen, and I'll abstain from the averos the Torah has prohibited. Kedei she'enatzel min ha'klolos haksuvos b'Torah, again, to avoid the fallout from averos in this world. Or more fundamentally, to avoid the fallout in terms of olam haba. Ein roi l'avodas Hashem al derech hazeh. It's not correct to be oved Hashem in this fashion. Sha'oved al derech zehu oved meyira. Because a person who's motivated, who's animated by these considerations, is oved meyira. Ve'enem malas anavim lo malas hachachamim. This is neither the level on which a Navi or a Chacham is Oved Hashem, and it's not the way we're supposed to be Oved Hashem either. Halacha Beis, Ha'oved me'ava osek b'torah v'mitzvos v'holech b'nsivos ha'chochma lo m'pnei dova ba'olam v'lo m'pnei yiras ha'ra'a v'lo k'dei lira sh'atova ela osa ha'emes m'pnei shu emes v'sof ha'tova lovo v'glala. The person is not motivated by any self-consideration, but osa emes neshu emes. Now, what's difficult here is that in Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam used the term mitzvos, he uses it more narrowly than we do. He doesn't use it in the sense of mitzvos esse and mitzvos los esse, right? Mitzvos clearly denote only mitzvos assay, and the los assays are referred to as efrosh min ha'averos. And the Rambam in Halacha Aleph sort of criticizes, not sort of, he does. He criticizes, he critiques the yira motivation, both klape mitzvos assay and mitzvos los assay. So in Halacha Beis, what we're expecting is the counterpoint, right? Halacha Aleph was the point which the Rambam critiqued, which he criticized, and in Halacha Beis, so we're expecting the counterpoint. But in Halacha Beis, the Rambam only tells us how to fulfill the mitzvos essay. Ha'oved me'av of osek b'torah b'mitzvos, again, mitzvos here, contextually in the Rambam, clearly means mitzvos essay. So, but if the Rambam rejected in Halacha Aleph the Yira mindset, not only in terms of Kiyum Mitzvahs Asseh, but also in terms of Zehirus, but Mitzvahs Los Asseh, so then in Halacha Beis, as being, he rejected it as being suboptimal. So then in Halacha Beis, that the Rambam should have then responded with Ha'oved Me'ava, Poresh Min Ha'averos, the osek b'torah b'mitzvos lo mitnei davar b'olam, and yet he doesn't. That's the question we want to begin with. Let's take a look at the next source you have underneath from the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. For mitzvah reviyasi shetzivanu lahamin yiraso yisaleh. So as throughout the centuries, as the Meforshei HaRambam have commented, the Rambam here in Sefer Mitzvah speaks exclusively of Yira in the sense of Yira Sa'onesh. But Yira Sa'onesh is a mitzvah. Clearly, Yira Sa'onesh isn't something that a person is supposed to transcend. It's not something that a person is supposed to move beyond. It's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. So the emes is that, that's clear. So then what was the Rambam talking about in Halacha Aleph? So why in Halacha Aleph, given, I don't understand, the Rambam said in Halacha Aleph, no, it's inappropriate to be motivated, Kadesha and Notzel men HaKlolos HaKsuvos BaTorah, or Kadesha Lo HaKars Mechaylon Haba. No, but that's Gufa Mitzvah Sasei, to have Yira Sa'onesh, to be mindful, to tremble, Lira Bias Oncho B'chol Eis, this is a Mitzvah Sasei Daraisa. So what was the Rambam critiquing in Halacha Aleph? So L'chari as follows. Let's say with a Moshe L'mad Ovid Domer. Let's say you have someone, he works very, very, very hard and barely ekes out a panos. Works long, long hours and barely ekes out a panos. He doesn't have nearly the amount of time available to learn. So how does one judge, how does he judge for himself whether that Echad HaMamit is due to the fact, due to circumstances, that he just doesn't have more opportunity? Well, no, the emes is, even if he had opportunity, maybe he would be spending the time on other things. So Bezos Yibachein, what happens, let's say if he has a day of vacation, so does he take advantage of that to be Echad HaMarva, to learn more, to increase his learning? So contextually, what the hours that he doesn't, that he's not able to commit to learning, that he's not able to devote to learning, what those represent, you can't really judge just by looking at that. It's only by looking outside of that, beyond that. That's the Moshe. The Nimshal is like this. A person is Nizar on mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, mitoch yiras onesh. How do we know? But that's not really important. How does he know? How's the Ribbono Shel Olam going to judge whether he's doing that purely out of self-interest, or whether because he understands that yiras onesh is part of the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Moshe l'mad Ovid Domer. Let's say you're standing at the foot of a volcano. So the sheer force, the overwhelming, terrifying force, it's the correct reaction in terms of acknowledging what's in front of you for a person to be afraid, for a person to be scared. So how do we know whether the Yiras Ha'onesh is self-interest? Well, the Yiras Ha'onesh is an appropriate, necessary element of the person's attitude towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the answer is, look at how he's mekayem mitzvos esei. If he's mekayem mitzvos esei mitoch ahava, so that uplifts, that elevates the yira. But if he's mekayem mitzvos esei kedei lekabel habrachos haksuvos batorah, o kedei liskos l'chay olam haba, so then that indicates very clearly that his avoda is all focused on himself. It's all self-interest. Book Chazi, in Halacha Aleph, the sequence, it's not that the Rambam flipped a coin. Well, you have to say one of the two first. So heads, he'll talk about Kiyum HaMitzvos first, entail, he'll talk about zehiras and mitzvahs. La'asai first. It happened to be heads. No, the Rambam Bedafka first describes al yoma odam hareini osim mitzvahs hatorah osik b'chokhmosa kadei she'akabel kol habrachos. He describes that the kiyum hamitzvah is al menas l'kabel pras. In that context, in that vein, so the Rambam then goes and critiques the yira, because if the kiyum hamitzvah is al menas l'kabel schar, so then that frames, that defines that the yira is not a yira sa'onesh, because that's the way a person relates to Ribono Shel Olam. No, the yira sa'onesh is the same way. I want to cash in on the mitzvah's essay. I want to avoid the injury of violating a mitzvah's loss essay. So once the Rambam turns around in Halacha Beis and tells us how the person should be oseg b'torah b'mitzvahs, how to be mekayim the mitzvahs, so there is no counterpoint to the yira. Now the yira is correct. He's supposed to, that is the correct mode, that is a correct mindset in terms of the zehiras from mitzvahs lo saseh, when it's wedded to the correct approach to mitzvahs essay. Let's continue a little bit along this path. Again, back to halacha base here, I will say. Ha'oven me'ava oseg b'torah b'mitzvahs v'holech b'nesivas ha'chochma lo mipnei dova ba'olam v'lo mipnei yiras ha'ra'a v'lo kidei liras ha'tova ela oseg b'nesivas ha'chochma. So dova ba'olam l'chora is parallel to l'kabel kol ha'brachos ha'ksuvas ba. Dova ba'olam means some this worldly consideration. Lirash ha'tova, the chayav refers to chayav olam haba, to Yerusha. It's something which is in the future. It's not something that he has yet. Something that's something which is yet to come. So what's the lo mipnei yiras ha'ra'a? So the lo mipnei yiras ha'ra'a seems to be yiras ha'onesh. So the Rambam, Yiras Onish, because Yiras Onish is relevant in the mitzvah's essay also, because a person is not, Nash for Bittel essay also. Kol mitzvah Shabbatar, the Rambam begins Hilchos Tshuva, Ben Asse, Ben Los Asse, Im Ova Odom Al Achas Mehen, I think it's here somewhere, Im Ova on, well, maybe not, Im Ova Odom Al Achas Mehen, and the Arba Chiluk HaKapara, the first of the Arba Chiluk HaKapara is the Kapara for Bittel Essay. So Yiras Hara'a means the Yiras Hara'a for Bittel Essay. But what's the Rambam have in mind by adding that here, right? In Halacha Aleph, he negated the Dova Ba'olam and the Lira Shatova. And now here, the Rambam is adding v'lo mipnei yiras ha'ra'a. So, l'chora, heim advarim. That's exactly what we just said, that the Rambam is saying that when it comes to mitzvah's essay, so there, a person is supposed to transcend the mipnei hayira. When it comes to being mekayim mitzvah's essay, so a person is not only supposed to transcend the Dova Ba'olam and the Lira Shatova, but even the Yira Sa'onesh, she's supposed to transcend when it comes to a mitzvah's essay. And that's what the Rambam is adding here. Now, Raya Lechach, and the Rambam's mocha for this. So if you take a look here on page 4, I will say, Antignashi socho, Vavos Perak Alf Mishnah Gimel. Antignashi socho kibo mishima tzadik. Who are your omel tiyu kavodam shamshin saravo manas the kabo pas? El havu kavodam ham shamshin sarav shalom manas the kabo pas. The Rambam's gissa was al manas shalom the kabo pas. Vihi marashamayim aleichem. Take a look in the Rambam's parish here, beginning in line 3 from what you have here. The Rambam was nespoil from Antignashi Socha. In the Hagdamat Perak Chelek also, the Rambam is nespoil. The Amar Zeh Chassid, Antignashi Socha, this devout Jew said as follows. Sha'atem lo tavdu as Hashem al tanai sheyetiv lachem v'yigmolchem chesed v'tikvu ligmul u'takavu ligmul v'ta'avdu ba'avuro ela avduhu ivduhu ka'avodim sha'enam mekavin l'chesed v'lo l'hatava. Don't be looking for any reward. Rotza b'zeh sheyu ovdim me'ahava. Now, says the Rambam, what's the Hemshecha Mishnah? What's the last four words of the Mishnah? The im kol zeh lo pitorom min hayira. Even after urging them, even after being mezarez them to attain the madrega of Ava, Antignashi Socha says, don't think that means that you transcend Yira. V'im kol zeh lo patorim min hayira. V'ame im heyoschem ovdim me'ahava. Even when you will attain that exalted level of being oved me'ahava, al tanicha hayira legamre, meaning partially you are. V'hi moreshamayim aleichem. Now look at this. These next few words. Ki kvar bo'a gamkein b'torah ha-mitzvah b'yira. Right, heyos, that es Hashem Elokech Atira is a mitzvah. So clearly it's not something which is only at a beginning stage. It's not something which is supposed to be a temporary passing stage. It's a mitzvah. So clearly it's a permanent aspect of a person's avoda. V'im kol zeh lo petar me'ayira. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. So it has to be that way. V'hu omer es Hashem Elokech Atira. V'omru ha-chachamim, avod me'ahava, avod me'yira. V'omru, ha-ohev lo yachmitz mitzvah, the avas Hashem, so maybe the oved me'ahava and yira, maybe they have the same domains and they're concurrent, they're simultaneous. No, the Rambam clearly says no. V'omru ha-ohev lo yachmitz mitzvah, the avas Hashem will ensure the kiyum hamitzvahs, the hayore, and the yiras Hashem, lo yava al hazara. And the mora shamayim, that ensures the obedience, the compliance with mitzvahs lo sase. Ki li yira mavo godol b'mitzvahs lo sase, u'b'yichur b'mitzvahs hashemiyas. Here you have Mufurish in the Rambam that Antignashi Socho is saying the Chiddush like this. Don't think that Ahava eclipses Yira, and that's what he adds, V'yimoroshamayim aleichem. And how do you know that that's taka not the case? Because it's a mitzvah. Because it's one of the Tariq mitzvah. So al korchach, this isn't a beginning temporary stage. The division is avod me'ava, avod me'yira, ho'oev lo yachmitz mitzvah, and there taka, and that's what the Rambam said, al tanichu hayira legame, partially we do. The yira is eclipsed in terms of the kiyu mitzvah sasei, that's lo mipnei yira sarah, but the yira is not supposed to be eclipsed in terms of the zahirus mi mitzvah lo sasei. But let's try to process this for a moment, Rabbi Osai. When we think of Ahava, let's use the mashal of Ahava on the human level. So if a child loves his parents, he'll be mizdarez to bring a cup of tea when that's what's needed. And he'll be very careful to be quiet if the parents are trying to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon. So why this correlation of Ahava with essay? And the Ahava doesn't, in the Rambam's presentation, but you need to have recourse to Yira to ensure the Zahiris and Mitzvahs los essays. How are we supposed to understand that? So let's read two other Rambams. The first one back on page one from Yisodi HaTorah. Halacha Beis, Perek Beis Halacha Beis. V'heichi adarach la'avosu v'yirasu. V'shor she'yizbon in ha'odom b'masu v'buav ha'nifloim ha'gedolim. When a person reflects on the handiwork and the creations, the wondrous, great, majestic creations and handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yira mehen chochmaso she'en la'erach v'lo keitz, and he'll see the inestimable, infinite chochma. Miyad hu ohev, let's not translate ohev, mishabeyach, mefa'er, he praises, he glorifies, umisavet taiva gadola, and he's gripped by this overwhelming desire, leida Hashem hagadol, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'mo she'omer David, soma nafshi le'elokim l'kel choy. My soul thirsts for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's not translate ohev. What's the Rambam describing? That a person is mesmerized by, he's captivated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's so enthralled, so mesmerized, so captivated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so, on page 4, Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Gimel, the Ketzot Hiha Ahava Haruya, what's the correct degree and intensity of Ahava? Hu She Yoves Hashem Ahava Gedola Yisera Aza Ad Ma'od. The person should have an Ahava which is so strong, which goes to the utmost, achatei nafsho k'shuv avas Hashem. His nefesh is bound up with avas Hashem, v'nimtza shogeh b'atomid. He's constantly immersed in it. Ke'elu cholei ha'ava, like those who are lovesick, she'ein daito penuya me'avas osa isha v'hu shogeh b'atomid. V'chol shir ashirim, skipping a couple of lines, moshal hu l'inyan zeh. So the moshal the Rambam gives for Avas Hashem is the moshal of a person, of a man who's so preoccupied with Avas osa isha that every waking moment, his mind is focused and preoccupied. Now, if we were to sort of describe again on the human level in the mashal, I don't think we would call that love, right? We would call that obsession. We wouldn't call that love. I don't think we would refer to that as love. And sometimes ahava is used in that sense. Ahava is not always used in the sense that translates as love, but sometimes it means an obsessive focus. For instance, when the Rambam, right underneath this here in page 4, quotes the Gemara in Yuma, illustrating tshuva. So the Rambam writes, Ezoi tshuva gemura. Again, this is the Rambam's presentation of the Gemara in Yuma. Zesha boli yodol dava sha'avavo. V'efsha biyodol asasu upiresh v'lo asam et mea tshuva. It's a theoretical construct. The person is not supposed to put himself in that same situation again. But the theoretical construct is that the person, it's a controlled experiment. Everything is the same. Everything is a constant. The only variable is how he exercises his bechira. What's the example? Ketzad. Hareisha bo al isha ba'avera ula'achaz man nisyachad ima. V'hu omeid ba'ahavaso ba. I don't know, the Rambam means love here? He means lust. He means the same, he has the same obsession. And I don't think ava here translates as love. No, it means that the same very deep-seated taiva he has. It translates as obsession. And that's the mashal. Obviously, it has to be, you have to remove all the negative connotations of obsession, which it has in the mashal, but removing all the negative associations in the mashal. But the nimshal then is that the person is just so totally, totally enthralled with, captivated by, mesmerized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam doesn't translate or define Avas Hashem as love. Others do. So Ramchal, for instance, if you take a look here on the bottom of page 4, what does it mean, Avas Hashem, says Ramchal? She'yan nikba belev for Odom ahava elev yizbarach. A person should have ava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'tisore nafsho, lasos nachas ruach lefanov, so that he wants to do what's pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants kaviyocho that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be gratified by what he does. K'mo shalibo misorer lasos nachas ruach lo'aviv v'limo. The same way a child who loves his parents wants to give them nachas. Ramchal returns to this analogy in Perek Yud Ches. Hine shorash hachasidus humi she'omul chazal asher odem she'amolo b'tora v'osa nachas ruach liyotzro. V'ha'inyan. What does it mean? Hu ki hine ha-mitzvos ha-mutolos al Yisrael kvo yidu osein v'chovosun yidu ad heichan himagas. Mitzvos impose a certain obligation, but there's an extent. The obligation only goes so far. Omnam, misha oev es habori yizbarach shumo ava amitas. A person who, and again in Ramchal, we'll see that the translation is warranted. A person who genuinely loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so lo yishtadel v'yechavin lifto atzmo v'meshek v'am v'sforsam in achov asher kol Yisrael v'chlal. He's not going to be content with just discharging his obligation. Ela yikra lo, what will happen to him is the same, k'moshe yikra el bein oev oviv, the same that happens to a son who loves his father. She'ilu yigalo oviv is daitu gilui ma'at, shehu chavitz b'dova min advarim, for yarva ha'bein b'dova hahu, u'b'masa hahu kol ma'ashe yuchal. So the loving son, the father doesn't have to say, please bring me a cup of tea. If the father gives the slightest indication that he's thirsty, that he's parched, so then the son runs out of love to give the, he's not obligated to, he's not mechuyav in kibud av here. The father didn't instruct him, father didn't ask, but he sees that's what the father wants. So Ramchal does translate and define Ahavas Hashem as love, but for the Rambam, again, it's this being totally captivated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore wanting Misavet Taiva Gadol to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That naturally translates into wanting to actively do mitzvah's essay, which propel a person forward. But that Ahava, as the Rambam understands it, doesn't naturally translate into zehirus for mitzvahs lo sasei. Hence, the Rambam says, ha'ohev lo yachmitz ha-mitzvah, and ha'yore lo yavor al hazar. Back here on page one, again, the Rambam, you saw the Torah, this time, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Avosai. Bakel ha-nechbar v'hanor hazeh, mitzvah li'ahavo. So here the standard printed texts have, as the computer has liyira also. Frankel prints uliyira mimenu, and says kainhu berov kisve hayad. That in the majority of kisve yad that we have from the Rambam, so the correct gifts is the Rambam here wrote liyira, not oso, but liyira mimenu. Shenema v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha v'nema es Hashem Elokecha tira. But that girsa liyira mimenu seems to be doubly perplexing. Tomua on two fronts. Number one, why would the Rambam change the idiom between ahava and yira? La'ahavo means la'ahov oso, and liyira is mimenu. So why that differentiation? And what's more tamua is that the pasuk doesn't say mei Hashem Elokecha tira, it says es Hashem Elokecha tira, which would have been mirrored by the Rambam saying liyira oso. And yet apparently what the Rambam actually wrote is liyira mimenu. So why is that? Let's read Halacha Beis. We read the first half of Halacha Beis. We'll continue midway through line three. Ukshemachashe v'dvarim ha'elu atzman miyad hu nirta la'achorav v'yefached v'yodeya shu v'yir yaktana shfela afela omedes b'das kala mu'uto lifnei tmim deyos. When a person reflects on these very same matters, again, the great, majestic handiwork and creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so not only does it inspire Ahava, but it instills Yira. And here, again, as the Mefarish points out, and so many others, here the Rambam is talking about Yiras HaRamos, right? He's not talking about Yiras HaOnesh. Here the Rambam is talking about Yiras HaRamos. Okay. That notwithstanding, l'chora, the pshat in liyira mimenu is like this. What's the difference in the semantics between liyira oso and liyira mimenu? What's the difference in meaning? So liyira mimenu clearly means something that liyira oso may or may not mean. If you say, I have yira ani yare oso, it could be that the yira means awe, and it means I'm in awe of him. If does it also mean yira sa'onesh? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it only means the yira sa'onesh. The yira mimenu means there's something indirect. I'm afraid from what he can do to me. The fear is not of him per se. The fear is of what the consequences could be for starting up. That's what the mem suggests. So Kum dies that the Rambam here, even though he's not explicitly repeating Yira Sa'onesh the way he did in Sefer Mitzvahs, because apparently he has nothing to add. Just as by in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam talks about Ahaveu al Abrios, that part of mitzvah's Avas Hashem is to induce others to have Avas Hashem, and he doesn't repeat that in the Yad. Apparently he has nothing more to add. He said it fully in Sefer Mitzvahs. He doesn't have to add to it. So he presented Yira Sa'onesh also fully in Sefer Mitzvahs. As profound as it is, it doesn't take that many words to present. The Rambam comments in Igeres Trias HaMeisim when he defends himself against the slanderous charges of not believing in physical resurrection. So the Rambam says, I wrote it once in Hilchos Tshuva. So you'll ask if it's one of the Yesodei HaEmuna, why didn't I write it again and again? So the Rambam says, how many times in the Torah does it say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? There's nothing more important or basic than that. The Torah said it once. As important as it is, it was said clearly once. So the Rambam doesn't repeat Yira Sa'onesh. He doesn't need to, but he does need to allude to it because it's only by virtue of the fact that it includes Yira Sa'onesh as well, that it's a mitzvah's essay, a distinct and discrete mitzvah's essay. Why? Because Yira Sa'onesh at the conclusion of the Akedah, so the Malach says, Ki ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. Da, the Rambam says, Shehu hidgish ata enyan hazeh batorah vihifir oto, v'tziyein shetachlis kol atara kula. The tachlis of everything. L'rabos hatzivuyim ha'isurim. All the mitzvahs essay, all the mitzvahs los essay, ha-havtochos v'ha-sipurim ha-klulimba, hi davar echad. There's one ultimate tachlis, there's one ultimate goal, ha-yira mimenu yisala. So yira, in the sense of yira saromus, is something which isn't a discrete mitzvah, it's the goal of all mitzvahs. Everything is oriented towards that. V'hu devaro, the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, im lo sishmo lasos is called divve ha-Torah ha-ksuv ma-sefer hazeh. If you won't observe, if you won't fulfill everything, kol divve ha-Torah, and what's kol divve ha-Torah oriented towards? Le-yira sa-shem ha-nichbar va-nora hazeh. So, because of yira sa-romamus, yira sa-shem wouldn't be a discrete mitzvah in the minyan taryag. Yiras Hashem is a discrete mitzvah in the Minyan Taryag because of it also includes Yiras Sa'onesh. That's something that isn't the goal of Kol HaTorah Kula. That is taka, a distinct and discrete mitzvah. So hence, Hagam that the Rambam really wants to talk here about Yiras HaRomus, if he's saying, he's listing here the mitzvah's essay, the distinct mitzvah's essay of Es Hashem Elokech HaTira, he has to allude to, he has to reference Yira Sa'onesh as well, hence the Le'yira Mimenu. Okay, that's sort of the linguistic point. But what's so singular. And what's so striking about Halacha Aleph here is that the Rambam generally, I don't know if there is another example. If there's another example, there's not too many examples. I'm pretty sure that if you find the other examples, you'll be able to count them on the fingers of one hand. The Rambam presents mitzvahs individually. He doesn't, in Osin mitzvahs chavilos, applies to how the Rambam presents mitzvahs also. He introduces each mitzvah one at a time. And here, the Rambam says, no, b'neshima achas, he introduces mitzvahs ahava and yira. So one explanation, which is independent of what we've been discussing until now, emerges from a comment of the Malbim. If you take a look here in the bottom of page one, Shema Yisrael, Acha she'omar, a few psukim earlier, before the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, she'tachlas asiyas ha-mitzvos hi yiras Hashem, k'mo she'omar, she'tziva l'lamed eschem lasos l'man tiras Hashem alokecha, bo l'ha'alosam l'madrega yosa gedola she'avas Hashem, k'mo she'omar v'havtas Hashem alokecha, she'ha'ava madrega gedola yosa mena yira. Ubecholzos heim train reyin the low misparshin la'olmin. Umigo dechilu nafik rechimu. But they're too beloved that never are separated from each other. Ava and Yira are never separated from each other. Avozel lo yitzuyar to have both Ahava and Yira, Zelo Yitzuya Rak Acha Ha'amona Sayichud. Only that has to be rooted to have two mitzvahs, one mitzvahs Ahava, one mitzvahs Yira, that's only possible in light of, that emerges from Hashem Echad, Ritzoni. What I mean is this, says the Malbim, Shakola Umos HaKodmim, all the ancient religious systems, shahayu ma'aminim b'ribui ha'alohus, they all were polytheists. Hishvu bazeh, they all have the following in common. Whatever differences, superficial differences between all the ancient religions, but they had the following in common. Sheyesh Elohim po'el tov, v'yesh Elohim po'el ra. What we experience is good in the world, so they associated with one deity. And what we experience is bad in the world, they associated with a different deity. Ki lo yochlu l'tzayer, they couldn't imagine, they couldn't grasp the shahatov v'hara hanimtso ba'olam yetsu or yotsu mishorosh echad. They couldn't grasp that what we experience is the two ends of the spectrum. From the human perspective of Tov and Ra, both emanate from one source, from one root. The Alkein Hoyu Misyarim, they had Yira Mipoel Hara. They had Yira from the deity who was responsible for Ra in the world, the Oevim, and they loved the deity as HaPoel HaTov, who was responsible for the good in the world. The Chashib or Torah Semis Lulamdom. There's one Ribbono Shel Olam who's the source of everything. Hein Devarim, both those things, Asher Lefi Hasagaseinu, according to our understanding, Nikra'im b'shem tov, we label them as good. V'hein devarim asher nikra'im, that we will label b'shem ra. V'asher yidme alonu shehu ra, hu be'emes ach tov v'chesed. V'al zeh omar, I'm skipping 2-3 lines, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, shehashem morem midas harachamim ha'po'al tov. Shem Avaya represents Midas Harachamim. Ve'elokim Mora, Elokim represents Midas Hadin, Hapoldin, Va'on Eshu Echad. So Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad is the bridge that reconciles Lamantira with Vahatas Hashem Elokecha. According to this Malbim, if a person has only Yiras Hashem, totally devoid of any Avas Hashem, any aspiration to Avas Hashem, or whether this is even authentic, is a different story. A person has Avas Hashem, but totally devoid of Yiras Hashem. On a certain level, according to the Malbim, that impinges upon Yichud Hashem. On a certain level, if a person only relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch yira, if a person only relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source for all the blessing in his life, all his success in life, doesn't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of adversity and suffering, Rachman al-Itzlan, on a certain level, that impinges upon its pogame in his belief in Yichud Hashem. Because the belief in Yichud Hashem says that Ein Od Milvado, everything, whether we on the human level experience it and perceive it as good, or whether we on the human level experience or perceive it as bad, everything traces back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that should engender Yira and Ahava. So we asked, isn't this exceptional that the Rambam presents the two mitzvahs together? So the answer is that other mitzvahs, whether a person benches after eating, has got nothing to do with whether he put on tefillin this morning on the micro level. Each mitzvah stands alone. So you wouldn't say mitzvah levarach hacha hamazon u'mitzvah laniach tefillin b'chol yom. No, they're separate. They stand apart. They stand independently. But Yira and Ahava don't and can't stand independently in light of this Malbim. So that's one perspective on why the Rambam, and again, the Rambam's mokor for introducing the two mitzvahs together. What's the Rambam's mokor? Not just this one explanation. What's the Rambam's mokor? Rambam tells us what his mokor is. If you go back again to on the first page, to Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, what path does a person have to travel along to develop Ahava and Yira? So notice here in Halacha Beis, when he's only going to be talking about Yira Saramumus, he moved away from the Yira Mimenu to the Yira Osso, which Lechora is corroborates what we suggested before. A person reflects again on the great, wondrous, majestic handiwork and creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees the inestimable, infinite Chochma. Now, says the Rambam, the very same reflection, the very same hisbonenus, which engenders the beginning of Ahava, also engenders the beginning of Yira. Tahainu. It wasn't the Rambam's einfall to package Ahava and Yira together. Ribono Shel Olam did it in the Bria. And that's the Rambam's mokor. If we'll ask the Rambam, that's your chiddush to this symbiotic relationship between Ahava and Yira. No, Ribono Shel Olam's chiddush. I take no credit for it. Ribono Shel Olam, kachet bia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo. So that's how the Malbim would be one perspective on this. But l'dvareinu, yitachen, I'm not sure if this answer is as good as the Malbim's answer, frankly, but yitachen, that there's a second answer as well. The hainu, what did we just say in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva? That if a person is nizar on mitzvos losas, say mitoch yira, is that optimal? That's the way he's supposed to be doing it? He's nizar from mitzvos losas, say, because of yira sa'onish. Is that something optimal? He's fulfilling the mitzvos on the highest level? Or no, maybe it's something suboptimal. So what's the answer? It depends upon whether or not he's osa mitzvos esay me'avo. So again, the yira can't stand alone from mitzvos ava. And here too, the Rambam first begins with mitzvah la'avo, and then with mitzvos ava, then mitzvos yira can be b'shlei musa. So if the island has a few more minutes, I'll share maybe one more hour before we wrap up. Let's circle back here on page one to the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos. V'hamitzvah revius, the fourth of the Ramach Mitzvos essay. He shatzivanu l'ha'amin yir'oso yis'ale u'hipochid mimenu. So the Rambam, again, this is obviously a translation, but the Rambam formulates mitzvah's yira as, in Ibn Tibbon's translation, as l'ha'amin yir'oso. So someone somewhat sarcastically asks on Ibn Tibbon's translation, Eini yodea keitzad ma'aminim yira. What does it mean to believe fear? Like it has no pshat, right? If you translate the words that way, so it has no pshat. You can't believe fear. You can feel fear. You can experience fear. You can't believe fear. So the master, what does Ibn Tibbon mean here? What does he mean? So if you take a look on what does he mean with this translation, and which hopefully will get us to what the Rambam means. Take a look on page three for a moment. The Sefer Mitzvos, the first and second of the Mitzvos essay. HaMitzvah Rishona hi atzivoy asher tzivanu l'ha'amin ha'elokus. Skipping to the next line, v'hu omer yizvaruch anochi Hashem alakecha. HaMitzvah Hashniya, hi atzivoy shatzivanu be'emuna sayichud, v'hu shena'amin kipoel ha'metzios v'sivoso ha'rishona echad, v'hu omer yisal l'shvay yisal Hashem alakecha Hashem echa. Now, those who are conversant in Judeo-Arabic point out that Ibn Tibbon was very careful to always translate the same word in the Rambam's original with the same, he translated it the same. Whenever you have the same word that recurs in the Rambam's Judeo-Arabic, so Ibn Tibbon will always translate it with the same word from Lashon HaKodesh. So that means that the Rambam used the same verb for the mitzvah of Anochi, for the mitzvah of Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, and the mitzvah of Yira. The Rambam used the same verb. If you take a look in the Arabic, you can see it. I don't want to show off my Arabic pronunciation, so I'm not going to pronounce it for you. But you'll see it. It's the word which begins with an aleph there. It's the Rambam has the same words. So what verb is there? No. Anochi and Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you believe or you know. Yira, you feel or you experience. So how did the Rambam use the same word for all three? That's clearly what Ibn Tibbon was grappling with. So l'chora, what the word and clearly imen tibon again is, as any original author or translator does, is breaking new ground in his use of language. My mother, Reni Kaporos Mishkova, was fond of telling the story that sometimes my father's upon the Vach would he had written something and then he would ask her to read it over. She should critique it for him. So she'd be reading it and she'd come to a line and she'd say, "There's no such word." And my father would say, "Well, there should be." and he would leave it. So Ibn Tibon was looking for a word or to infuse new meaning into a word that somehow or other is the verb for mitzvahs anochi, mitzvahs Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and mitzvahs yira. And apparently what that concept is the person has this intellectually based awareness. The person has an awareness of anochi Hashem Elokeinu. He doesn't only believe, there's a Ribono Shel Olam, doesn't only know, but based on that knowledge, it generates an awareness, something which is part of his consciousness. He doesn't only believe or know Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but based on that belief, on that knowledge, he has an awareness. It's embedded in his consciousness, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And based on what he believes and knows, he has this awareness, this state of being of pachad, of yira. So one last, and then we'll almost be done. One last thing. If you take a look at the last pages you have here, pages 6, 7, and 8, afam uvikashta misham. So we'll read a little bit and try to understand. Lo nechached, we're not going to deny, we're not going to sweep under the rug. Ki yeshno hevdel mesuyam ben machshavet ha'avar lezo shel ahoveh benoger ledrishat ha'el sofiyut derech hamitziyut ha'sofit. There's a difference between ancient and medieval thought on the one hand and modern thought on the other hand, when it comes to seeking the infinite through the finite existence that we inhabit. The Shasha philosophia shall Yumea Benayim, the Gamzo shall Reshit Hatkufa Hadasha Bituit, Rishata Alsa Fiut, Vanitriut, Bitsua Objectivit, Aide Nisuach Muftim Chotrim, the Daatam Bale Tokif Hegioni. The category of cause and effect is one that we derive from our experience in this finite world. One can't extrapolate from there to the transcendent realm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rav, next page, 128, page 7 on the booklet. Ram tfisa zo ba'a la'akor umatz'a et atzma notat. It was looking to uproot, but in fact was really planting. Ba'a la'akrish umatz'a et atzma ma'amina. It was coming to deny Rachmana Litzlan basis for emuna, but the truth is it reinforced emunah. Kafrahi biyecholat ha'adam lahasik ba'akifin ayidei hochachot benot koach sheni shel ha'higayon. It denied the ability of a person to indirectly prove through logical inference from finitude to infinitude. Aval, skipping one line, aval bimkom limchot et kol hamoftim misifra, ki yama v'kibla otam k'chavayot bilti emtzaiyot she'enan miyusadot al pu'ulot ha'hekesh ha'higyoni. So the Rambam says like this. Let's say a person's awareness of himself. So is that based on a logical deduction or a logical inference? Well, I just banged my hand and a hand banged and I'm feeling pain. So there must be a me. So there's an inference here. There's a logical deduction. No, a person has a direct, immediate perception. It's not based on logical categories of inference and deduction that we can debate whether or not we can operate with them from the realm of finitude to transcendence. No, it's an immediate perception. Kach gam hi chavayat aloka. Im yesh olam, im yashna mitziyot b'chlal, yesh eloka shehu tzur ha-havaya u-mekora. Im yesh anochi, im ha-adam kayam, yashna elokut ishit chaya ha-memal'a et ha-toda'a ha-anochit. Another moshel, three lines on the bottom. Kishem she'en haro'eh ta'ilan masik ba'akifin al ha'shoresh shemitachad lekarka. When you see a tree, so it's not a logical deduction that there are roots under the ground. No, it's an immediate perception of the tree. Kein eina adam zakuk lemaskanot b'yachas el elokim. We see the whole world, everything is contingent, everything is dependent. We just perceive a contingent, dependent mitzius, which is the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a question of logical inference or deduction. Now take a look at footnote 4 here. And kimedume, there's a diuk nifla here. La amito shel davar, divrei Rambam meperek aleph mehilchos yisodei haTorah, Halacha Aleph Mechuvanim Klapei Shita Zo. The Rav says that the Rambam also intended this understanding that Yediyas Hashem is not a logical deduction, it's not a logical inference, but it's an immediate perception. The same way a person's self-awareness is not a logical deduction, it's not a logical inference, but it's an immediate perception. That's what the Rambam means by Yediyas Hashem. Where does he see that? Yisoda Yisodas va'omer ha'chochmos leida sheyesh shom motzi rishon v'hu mamtzi l'chol nimtza. So the foundation of all foundations, the pillar of all wisdoms, let's not translate leida, that there is a first existent being v'hu mamtzi l'chol nimtza. He gives existence to everything that exists. And all that exists in heaven and earth and in between derived its existence from the reality of his existence. So where did the Rav see it here? Where did he see what the Rambam means by that Yediya doesn't mean logical deduction or logical inference, right? We've all read these words so many times, we never saw it. So where's the, where did he see it? Yediyah, so let's read a little further here. Yediyah zo, einam mevuseset al hekesh hegyoni, this yediyah of which the Rambam speaks, leida sheyesha motzu rishon, is not based on logical deduction. Ki im miyaditi, it's an immediate, again, without deduction, without inference, the same way a person's awareness of his own existence is not based on deduction or inference. Yediat hamitziut, knowing, seeing, perceiving, experiencing all of reality, kimtziut eloka. Hakarat hayitzira, recognition of creation, kihitbadlut mitoch hekoshel ha'ein sof. Where does the Rav see this in the Rambam? So let's reread the quote from the Rambam. Yisoda yisoda is v'omer l'chokmas leida sheyesha motzi rishon v'hu mamtzi l'cho nimtza. What does the next sentence add? Rambam already said v'hu mamtzi l'cho nimtza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source. He gives existence to everything that exists. So what's added in the next line? V'cho nimtza mishamayim v'aretz v'asher v'neim lo nimtza el me'emita simotzo. Is just, I said that as fast as I could, but it was still seemed to be like a long-winded repetition of humamtsi l'chol nimtza. What's added? You hear what I'm saying? What's added in that sentence? So maybe what's added is that the Rambam shifted to past tense. That lo nimtzu, the Rambam shifts to the past tense. Mamtsi kol nimtza is the present tense, but that can't be all of it. Because then the Rambam should have said, "V'hu himtzi umamtzi l'cho nimtza," and again he didn't need that arichus of v'chol hanimtza mishamayim v'aretz lo nimtzu ela amita simatza. So I don't know. It could be the Rambam had to wait 800 years for someone to understand this. But the Rav says what the Rambam is telling you here is that the yediyah is that a person is supposed to perceive immediately everything in Shamayim Va'aretz, a person sees and knows as a contingent existence. Again, it's referring to the yediyah is not only that this is our perspective on Metzius in light of knowing about Hashem. No, but there's a direct yediyah of everything in the world as well. Again, the yediyah means, again, this immediate perception. Yediyazo miyaditi. Again, the same way a person's knowledge of himself, his own self-awareness, is not something which is a deduction. It's not an inference. It's just it's unmediated. It doesn't require deduction or inference, and therefore it's not open to critique about rules of logic. It's just an immediate perception, so that a person sees the world and a person experiences the world. He sees the world as he experiences it as a Dova HaNivra. And that's why the Rambam has to speak not only that the idea is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu himtzi, but the Rambam says that the idea relates to how the person sees, perceives, experiences the Bria. But what all of this then indicates is that the mitzvah of Anochi is not just to know, but is something that a person experiences everything as Yitzir Kapo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not only a knowledge, it's an awareness. And Lemaisa, that's Mefush in Sefer Mitzvahs. Because that's clearly when the Rambam says Lahamin, he doesn't only mean to believe, he doesn't only mean to know, he means that he has this awareness that is with him always, and he sees everything, he experiences everything in that light. In conclusion, that there is a commonality to Ahava and Yira in the following respect. The Ohev Hashem is totally oblivious to himself. He's Ovid Hashem, the Rambam writes, not only Shalom Manas the Kabel Pras, not only is it that he's not looking for any dividend, but it's Al Manas Shalom the Kabel Pras. It's as if he tells the Rambam Shalom, I don't want the schar. The privilege of serving you, that's all. There's no self. The Yira, the person knows Shehu Bir Yaktana Shvela Afela. The convergence of Ava and Yira is that it uproots the natural self-centeredness with which we're all born. Everyone emerges, Merechem Imo, self-centered. Ava and Yira converge. There's this commonality that the only sense of self that the Yorei Es Hashem has is Shehu Bir Yaktana Shvela Afela, a lowly, dark, unenlightened creature. And the Oev Hashem is oblivious to himself. He's just so totally enthralled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My mother, Renika Paros Mishkova, was a remarkable woman. She lived a remarkable life, and her accomplishments were extraordinary. But if you want to know what the secret or the key to that life, to those accomplishments were, she was extraordinarily gifted. Abraham and Hashemayim, extraordinarily gifted. But that of its own accord wouldn't have generated all her accomplishments. She was utterly selfless. This convergence, this meeting point of Yer and Ava, she was utterly selfless. To give one or two illustrations, I do it for its didactic value, not for its eulogistic value. Together with my father, her selfless, utterly selfless, kibud av, in its most intense form for over a quarter of a century, but in less intense forms, dating back many, many years earlier as well, made possible so many more years of my grandfather's Talmud Torah, Habotzas Torah, Hanhoga, and all of that, everything is Nizkaf al Cheshbona and my father's Cheshbon. All of it. None of it would have been possible. None of it would have happened. And the root of it, the source, was just selflessness. You couldn't do what they did without total, utter selflessness. Her involvement with the local day school, Maimonides, where for decades, through her stewardship, she raised, nurtured, and educated generations of students. It was all a selfless labor of love, and each of these endeavors, together with her partnering with my father in the Talmud Beis Medrash, in general, counseling people, each of these endeavors required Mesiris Nefesh on different levels of different varieties, and it was always there because she lived an utterly selfless life, which is the ultimate goal, which is what the Tzuras HaAdam is supposed to be. Thank you all very much for coming. Thank you very much.